Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land, you choose to lend me your ears whenever you felt like it. For the last, since 2016, we going on 500. We on 495 right now. So road to 500 is on. And I really appreciate that. So for those who don't know, if you have not signed up for my email list, please do so. Tap in with your girl, okay? Second link on my show notes. Please sign up and you also get a Pisces season self-care checklist to keep you focused for the next 3 weeks until the greatest season begins, which is Aries season. Y'all know I'm an Aries and I'm going to say that every single time until the greatest season arrives. And then I'm going to tell y'all every day, because I'm still going to podcast more than likely every day about how the greatest season is Aries season every day. But I want to talk about making sure you don't fall into the cookie cutter trap. And for those of y'all that are like myself, who are on God-given, purpose-driven missions, or those missions may be more professional in nature, sometimes you may fall into a trap of being like everybody else and you won't realize it. And as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I'm going to tell you some ways on how you might be realizing, or how you may not be realizing, that you're in the trap. And way number one is that you start feeling like, it's a difference between feeling like you're uncomfortable, but feeling like you're not being true to you. Sometimes the uncomfortableness with doing things that are new is because it's not innate to us, right? It's not something that we would normally do, so we try to push through it. But when you continue with it and you start realizing that that is still not innate, it still doesn't feel right, it still doesn't feel aligned. And some people might not know what aligned feels like. So where you know you're on the right path, when you're comfortable and confidence, it's really more about being confident that you're on the right path. Because sometimes you can still be confident and uncomfortable at the same time, because you may have an awareness that you're not in your usual zone, but you're confident that this uncertainty or this uncomfortable feeling will get you to where you need to be. That's the difference between being comfortable and confident, or being uncomfortable and confident, and then not quite feeling confident in the uncomfortableness. So when you're not feeling confident in your uncomfortable moments as you're trying new things, that's the key indicator that you're falling into a trap. Also, you realize that you're not necessarily reaching who you need to reach. And even with my audience kind of rotates. I mean, there's some folks that's been down since literally day zero. There's some folks that's been down since the building stages of Spiritual Homegirl, before Spiritual Homegirl. Some that joined 2 weeks ago. Some that tapped in 2 years ago. Some that tapped in during the pandemic. There are so many people that come to us for whatever they're needing from us through our life of service, through the gifts that we're given. And a way that you can tell you're falling into the cookie cutter traps is that you start attracting folks that you don't want to attract. So yeah, you're attracting more people, but they're folks that are not aligned with you. What good is being popular if you're not in your purpose with that? You know what I mean? And that's just my opinion on that. Another way, and the final way that you can tell that you fall into a cookie cutter trap, is when you start doing things like folks tell you to do. Prime example, social media experts, people that are selling business courses, business things, they all have a surefire way to tell you how you're going to be successful. And it's all the same way. There's a particular way to do it. There's certain wordings. There's everything like that. Now, there's some templates and things like that you could customize, which doesn't make it so cookie cutter. I'm not talking about that, where you can tailor make things. What I'm talking about is that it's the same exact strategy. And what that creates is an echo chamber of us just kind of repeating the same things over and over and over again for the sake of being visible or being seen. And it's a game and it's a trap. And if you're falling into it and it's not yielding results, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I am kindly telling you to adjust. Get back to what feels good being you and doing being you, and start connecting the way you know how and the way that feels good. From that point, because you're already back in the energy space that's familiar, that can manifest things as it's done in the past, then you can find out the signs or the confirmation or your next course of action, because you're back tapped in to being grounded. Going back to how you do things that feels good, to me, that's the best way to ground. Yes, going outside is also helpful, but when it comes to being creative, going back to basics never hurts. At least for me, it doesn't. I know what my innate superpower is with Spiritual Homegirl, and whenever I felt like I was falling into a cookie cutter trap, I will always go back to square zero, and it has never failed me yet. It has been such a blessing to be able to tap into that superpower and connect with you all genuinely and authentically, and making sure that ultimately my people are the ones that's the most important. And then we can build from that point. So I just wanted to put that on you all's spirit. We can talk more about what I've been doing in the meantime. But again, don't forget to sign up for the email list. Click the second link in my show notes. And I will tap in with you all in a few hours, because y'all know I do my weekly gratitude shout out episode. And today's the day. So we do it every week, every Wednesday. So with that being said, y'all, this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.